Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Holding their feet to the fire, something that should be done to all politicians on a nonpartisan basis. The president has said over and over again that he decries white supremacy, bigotry, hate, the KKK, and more. No matter how many times he or his spokespeople said these things, there's a constant push for him to continually renounce these groups. It's great that the Democrats and their partners in the media have pushed the president again and again. So, with the understanding that that question will be asked again, and in the interest of holding his feet to the fire, let's take a quick look at exactly what the president has said on the issue of hate groups. On August 14, 2017, President Trump denounced the Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis by name. He declared racist hate groups, quote, repugnant to all that we hold dear as Americans. We condemn in the strongest possible terms the egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America, end of quote. In its context, the full statement was, quote, racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to all that we hold dear as Americans, end of quote. Now, to further expand on his intent, the president added, quote, I've said many times that no matter the color of your skin, we all live under the same laws. We all salute the same great flag, and we are all made by the same Almighty God. We must love each other, show affection for each other, and unite together in condemnation of this hatred, bigotry, and violence, end of quote. That does not sound like a person of division or derision. His words about good people on both sides referred to those who wanted to tear down the historic Southern statues and those who wanted to keep the statues as a recognition to Southern heritage. Now, whether you agree with the pro-statue people or the anti-statue people, the president wanted it to be made clear that there were people on both sides who were sincere and who felt as if they were representing the honorable point of view. So the questions will continue to be hurled at the president and his representatives about where the president stands on hate groups and when will he begin to denounce them. By the way, he has gone on record to say he wants to designate both Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan as terrorist organizations. Democrats seem to oppose the president on that desire. So let's hold his feet to the fire. So why is it that the Democrat Party's media partners refuse to hold Joe Biden's feet to the fire? One of the most important issues in this campaign is the Supreme Court. Democrats have made a huge issue about the pending nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. But when Joe Biden or Kamala Harris have been asked whether or not they would want to pack the Supreme Court, they refuse to answer. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fiercely opposed packing the court. Not all Democrats shy away from their opposition to packing the Supreme Court. The Democrat challengers to Senator McSally of Arizona, Senator Perdue of Georgia, Senator Ernst in Iowa, and Senator Collins in Maine, among others, oppose the harm that would be done by packing the Supreme Court. So the question of packing the court is one of the most serious questions of 2020. And Joe Biden says he's not going to get suckered into having to answer that question. Elect him first, and then we'll find out. Well, we know the answer. If he opposed packing the Supreme Court, he would say so. But he's not opposed to packing the court, and his non-answer can only be interpreted as supporting the idea. But the media refused to hold his feet to the fire. Why? I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.